Books of the Bible. The Book of Proverbs is a collection of memorable sayings meant to encourage wisdom for godly living. Each proverb is to be understood on its own, and then in light of the rest of the book, and finally the whole Bible. When you desire wisdom, look to the Book of Proverbs, which reminds us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Not one, but health updates. This is Wretched Radio. Get ready for a shocker. I don't know why I found this so unexpected, but Dr. Albert Moeller, the president of Southern Seminary, who is, well, he's probably packing for Orlando. Jimmy, we can't be very far away from the Orlando Southern Baptist Convention.
I'll give the exact date.
All right, because it's coming up and he's forwarding an amendment. He tweaked a word on the amendment to make sure that it has every opportunity of passing so that the SBC will finally codify this is our position about the role of women as an elder. It's long overdue, and it would be a great day if the SBC passes that amendment. Dr. Moeller is leading that charge, but he also recently posted a video that for some reason I just found so shockingly transparent. Now, that is not to say that every, if you will, high-profile evangelical has to be so transparent about their health issues. For instance, I know Dr. John MacArthur, he was very close to the vest with his health issues. I don't know why. He just didn't want to share it with people. And that ain't wrong. And I guess maybe that's why I was to a degree surprised, because Dr. Moeller was extremely transparent when it came to the issue of his health.
This is an unusual video and not one I really planned to release. I appreciate how many people have reached out just to ask if I'm okay. And it's because in a recent public event, and indeed in more than one, I must tell you, I've had a certain episode which has caused me to pause, and clearly I'm in distress.
What is that? I don't know. I don't know that he knows yet what that is. But wow. Would you be willing to make a video where thousands of people? Now, he didn't. Whatever it was, whatever those episodes were that happened at those events that he was speaking at, those people knew. But the rest of the world didn't. They do now.
The episode passes and I'm able to resume what I'm doing. I just want you to know what's going on here. I am trying to live this out as honestly as I can.
Wow.
And unfortunately, in one sense, as publicly as is necessary. And so I'm speaking to events, I'm involved in things, and these kinds of things happen. And I just want you to know what's going on here. The Lord's been very gracious to me. In my lifetime, I have had some real challenges. I've had the flesh-eating bacterium. I've had two different incidents with pulmonary emboli. And I've had some very significant surgery.
Did you know all of that was going on with Dr. Albert Moeller? Flesh eating bacteria. What's that?
That sounds bad.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at him. He looks really good. I mean, he looks really healthy in this video. And that suit, what's the current word for saying that's pretty dope? That's what it is.
That's it.
That suit is pretty dope. It's the picture behind him I'm trying to figure out. It's some sort of a church council. I've seen the picture before and I knew the history of it, but I can't recall it. It might be the Westminster divines getting together to work through a theological statement. But that's what's behind him. And of course, he's in a library. Why? Because even while he's making this video, he's reading a book. Because, well, that's what he does. He reads like a nobody's business.
And to be honest, it's complications after those surgeries that is causing these episodes. They're not life-threatening. They do not affect my health. I will tell you, they are very unpleasant when they happen.
Huh.
And I know that they, in public, can cause alarm. And that's why I often tell people, you know, this could happen. I'm very thankful that I've been able to resume. And even as I was at a very public event in Washington just days ago, and some of you saw that, I was able to resume where I was. I will tell you, they are embarrassing when they happen, and they're very unpleasant when they happen.
I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed. I don't know how willing I would be to disclose that because it's embarrassing. So here's what we've learned. Al Mohler has less pride than I do. I think that's what we just learned right there, Jimmy.
But I have to believe that God, who is sovereign, means this for my sanctification. And just as a part of my witness to what the Lord is doing in my life, I'm very thankful my life has been preserved and I have the health to still be involved in all these things in so many different arenas of life. I don't take that lightly. I'm very thankful. I'm reminded, for example...
Wait, before he's reminded, did you catch that little snuck in theological lesson for all of us? The Lord is using my suffering for my sanctification. If you can get that thought embedded into your noggin, you will do well when you get flesh-eating bacteria, when you get a diagnosis you don't like, when you lose the ability to do the things that you used to do, when you remember that God is using all of these things for my sanctification, for my testing, for my edification, for my growth in fruit of the Spirit. He is using these things. And that is why suffering, because nobody's going to escape it. It needs to be a theology that we work through before it gets really, really hard. Because it's going to get really, really hard. There is always a blessing in suffering. Just letting that linger. There's always a blessing in suffering. This is not to be like, oh, okay, well, all right, then I guess my suffering isn't so horrible. It doesn't feel so bad. And well, there's other people that have it worse, so I guess. No, it is hard. Man, that's why they call it suffering. It is painful. This is not to suggest that it isn't real. But it is an encouragement that we make sure that we realize that God is not unaware of it and he is in it and he is ordaining it for our good, for our sanctification. It's nice to hear a man who has been preaching that for, 40 years, actually practice what he has been preaching.
I'm very thankful. I'm reminded, for example, of the great gift of modern medicine. I'm very thankful for some wonderful doctors and others. Medical professionals who've been really helpful to me. And let me just tell you, I'm counting on them being helpful in the future. I appreciate also the concern of so many people. And I just want to tell you, good news. This is a manageable problem. And I want to tell you, I'm trying to live it out in the open. In August of 2024, I told the whole student body in chapel because I just wanted them to know, if you see this, this is what's happening. I've been very, very clear with the governing board here, the board of trustees and others and faculty. I mean, others, and frankly, pastors and others where I've been involved, just understand one of these episodes might happen. And if they do, don't be alarmed. I'll be back with you and Lord willing, be able to resume where I was.
Jimmy, I'm going to make a bet here.
Okay.
And I don't like that I'm probably going to win this bet. Someday, somebody's going to capture one of those episodes on film.
Oh, probably so.
And they're going to turn it into a YouTube video.
I'm sure they will. And that's unfortunate.
Tacky. Just downright tacky.
Hey, one final thing, and I mean this from the heart. I am 66 years old. Soon I'll be 67. And I can tell you, here's something I've discovered. At age 66, it just doesn't happen that things get suddenly better physically. That's just not what happens. It's a very different story. And I just want to tell you, I want to be a good steward of this responsibility. I'm very thankful for your concern. And so thank you to all of you. And may we live, each of us, faithfully every day the Lord gives us. God bless you all.
Wow. Wow. And I'm telling you, it's funny because I don't know that I've ever seen him looking better. He's looking real dapper, real bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And he seems strong and healthy, and yet transparent. To do that on a national stage is something. Should be done in the context of a local church, for sure. That our brothers and sisters are aware of what we might be struggling with. That's the type of culture that should be cultivated in a church should allow for that without embarrassment. But that, to me, I'll tell you, that moves Al Mohler up a notch in my book. Jimmy, could you ever do anything like that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
You're sure of that?
Yeah, I sure could. Yeah. Are you asking me a question, Todd?
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm just trying to set you up here.
Okay.
That's all. So, you got anything, I don't know, coming up, say, the middle of June this year?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
Yes. Because this is our second health update.
All right. So, I am unfortunately having to get my back and neck cut on.
Cut on.
And
we call it surgery.
Yeah. So neck and back surgery, which I currently, right now, presently, am in zero pain. I will be soon, though.
Because of the surgery. All right. And why do we have to have this surgery?
So I have MS and, you know, we thought that was one of the factors, but it wasn't. They wound up finding that I have some issues with my back, severe issues with my back, and I've got a lot of weakness on my right side.
So it's in other words, like your right hand and your right leg.
Right.
Sometimes they don't show up for the day.
Exactly. And so this is hopefully going to remedy that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Do you know what that means, Jimmy?
What's that?
That you've got less pride than I do for sharing something like that.
Okay.
But wait, we're not going to end this right there. Jimmy, we have something to boost your spirits. A surprise next on Wretched.
You open a Bible to the very first line and you've already hit the claim the whole world wants to fight about. In the beginning, God created. Now, the skeptic knows that sentence is the hinge, so that's exactly where he pushes. Well, Dr. Jason Lyle meets him right there. His new series, Irrefutable Proof of Creation, is on Fortis Plus right now with a fresh episode every Monday. And Dr. Lyle goes back to that opening line and refuses to move past it. He shows that the universe could never have wandered into being on its own, and that the Genesis account is still standing long after the theories built to replace it have faded away. You get the first page right, and everything after it just makes sense. By the end of this series, you'll stop racing for the hard question and you'll start to welcome it. Watch Irrefutable Proof of Creation with Dr. Jason Lyle only on Fortis Plus. You can download the app on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Look, here's something that I've noticed, and maybe you have too, but it's really easy for us to treat our faith sometimes like a category. As Sunday is Sunday. Work is work. Parenting is parenting. And somewhere in there, you try to be a Christian, but it doesn't always feel like it's all connected. That's why Dr. John Krotz and his podcast, Integrated, is so incredibly important. Dr. Krotz is a pastor. He's an author. He's a biblical counselor. And he's a Fortis Institute fellow and the host of Integrated. And he is helping people see how Scripture speaks to every part of their life. Not just the spiritual stuff, but the practical, everyday, how do I actually live this stuff out stuff. And if what we're doing at Fortis Institute has been a source of encouragement for you, I want to ask you to consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Help us continue producing content just like Integrated that connects the dots. Go to fortisinstitute.org right now and find out how to join us. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. Most of us haven't really thought about persecution, not the real kind, not the kind where following Jesus actually costs you something. But Christians throughout history have indeed faced it. And depending on where things are headed, we might too. So what does the Bible say you're supposed to do when the pressure mounts? That's exactly what our resource Persecution is all about. It's teaching built on the book of 1 Peter with historical context from the Fox's Book of Martyrs. You'll get a biblical framework for faithfulness when things aren't easy anymore. Fix your hope on heaven, grow in holiness, and submit to authority. Unless they tell you to sin, and keep proclaiming the gospel anyway. This is honest teaching, and it's more timely than any of us may want to admit. Persecution, available now on Fortis Plus. Download the app for free on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Mediator. God is holy and cannot have fellowship with sinful men. But Jesus is both righteous man and holy God. and through him, we have direct access to God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
As Gomer Pyle once said, surprise, surprise. And he said it just like that. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, I have to tell you, props to you for being so transparent. When you were diagnosed with EMS, you weren't shy about it.
No.
You shared it.
Yep.
How come?
I've always been like that. I don't really have anything to hide.
Right.
Both of these issues aren't really anything that I did to get, you know, I didn't ask for them. They just afflicted me. And
do you think MS has changed you?
Absolutely.
The better or for the worse?
For the better.
Okay. Just had to clarify.
Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, the things that you were saying about having a theology of suffering, I've lived there. I've lived it. I know. When I first was diagnosed with MS, it was rough. It was hard. You know, you get down in the dumps. You don't want to be like, you know, why me? But eventually you realize, I guess at one point I realized that, you know, being depressed like this, I've got MS and depression. So there's no reason to, I can't change it. There's nothing I can do to turn around and go back and make it not be.
But your version of MS has caused some physical changes for you. Mm-hmm. You're probably not doing a lot of deadlifting these days.
No.
Which, by the way, could that have contributed to the back issues?
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So lifting all those heavy weights for all those years.
That's right.
Maybe wasn't so good for the, what is it called, where your thing goes through the dealy bob?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the medical term for it. Where your thing goes,
through the spinal canal. Yeah.
It got goofed up.
It's, yeah.
Squeezing.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't send the signals down to where you need it, which would be your right side, your hand.
Sure,
and your leg.
That's right.
Yeah, those are kind of important for you. All right, so it's changed you physically a little bit, but spiritually, do you think when it comes to being sympathetic toward other people's health issues, has that been affected?
Absolutely, it has. It has for sure done that. And it's made me more aware of how reliant I am on the Lord. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's hard to put into words sometimes, but, you know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, being prideful. I was probably the most prideful person in regards.
You know, maybe you were, because only a really prideful person would brag about how prideful they were, because you wanted to be the most prideful.
That's right.
Is so prideful, Jimmy.
I know it. But, you know, I was really good at, and you've never seen this, but I was really good at, I did live radio for 20 years. And just to do that at such a high level of being able to maintain what's going on, you don't realize.
There's a lot of stuff happening. Oh, a lot of buttons.
At one time, and then you're thinking through a lot. And at the same time, you've got someone on the phone that you continue to have a interesting conversation with. And I took pride in my ability to do that. And it's all gone now. That's all gone.
Oh, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The biggest way MS affected me is cognitively. So I couldn't do it at that level anymore. And that was, it was almost something like I mourned the loss of that. But I realize now what the Lord was doing. I can look back and see exactly what he was doing in my life. And as I've said before, I'm grateful for the MS.
All right. So perhaps less pride, more reliance on the Lord, more sympathy for others.
Yep.
Okay. Those are things that are, we so undervalue things like that because we have a very easy propensity to be very earthly minded. Those are the big things that you're more sympathetic. I mean, okay, which person would you rather hang out with? A millionaire who's a jerk or somebody who doesn't have enough food to feed a mouse, but they're sympathetic. They're kindly. You'd pick the latter, I think, every single day. And so does the Lord. His priorities are straight. Ours tend to be goofed up. We seek the lesser things. He wants the greater things for us. All right, so you're going under the knife.
Yes.
And hopefully that is going to allow you to your mobility and no tingling in your hands and in your legs.
Correct.
But it's not a, it's not an easy one.
No, I don't think it's going to be an easy one, no.
No. So an encouragement, if you'd be so kind to be praying for Jimmy as he prepares for this and as he goes through this and as he recovers from this. And we want to make sure that while we're thankful to doctors for their skills and abilities, when he's healthy, we'll give thanks to the Lord. Because that is just, medicine is just one of the tools the Lord uses for our good. Now, Jimmy, wanted to do something to encourage you.
Okay.
Got you a little present.
Okay.
And when I say little, I can't emphasize how little it is. Oh, no, the price tag is still on it. Okay. Well, you're going to see how little it is.
It's not a new car?
I
can't drive it anyway.
I put a bag on your desk and I told you you couldn't open it up. Right. Have you opened it up yet?
I will now.
Okay, give it an open and make sure you return that bag. That's what I was thinking. I think that's from Mike Fabares's church out in Orange County. All right. Well, I didn't wrap it. All right, what is it?
Oh, that's hilarious. It's a coffee cup. It's a huge coffee cup.
It's a massive coffee cup.
It says, thinking of my next dad joke.
That's it.
That is hilarious.
That is just for you now.
That is me.
You're never going to be able to fill that up with coffee and finish it before it's ice cold. But the point is, you're Mr. Dad joke.
I am.
All right, so what else did I ask you to do? What else is sitting on your desk immediately to your left?
Oh, that's my dad joke calendar.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
All right, Jimmy.
Oh, this
is maybe the greater gift.
You're going to let me tell a dad joke?
Go ahead, do a dad joke.
While I'm looking for a dad joke, when you were asking for prayers, I want to ask that everyone pray for you as well, because you're going to have to do the show without me. What do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg?
Oh, no. This is so politically incorrect already. Well, I don't know, Jimmy. What do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg?
Hop in. Oh,
that's so stupid. You get two more.
And two more. Why did the cookie cry?
Something crumbled. I don't know.
Because his father was wafer so long. That's hilarious.
Hop in was kind of cute.
That was funnier.
Wafer so long.
Oh, me. I wish you would have given me time. I would have given you some really good ones. I've got a list of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Okay, so you just said, oh, me, right?
Uh-huh.
Why not, oh, my?
I don't know.
Did you see the comments, by the way, on the video that we did on minced oaths?
I did not.
The word, a minced oath, if you're not familiar with it, is a word that sounds like something else, but it's not intended to be that, because if you use that word, it would be blasphemous. So instead of saying God, people say gosh. Instead of saying Jesus, you'll hear geez. I mean, where did that come from? When you ask the question, oh my goodness, where does it, that's a minced oath for, oh my God. Hmm. Because why do we say, oh my goodness? I would ask you, okay, Jimmy, put your dad joke down for a minute. What does literally translate for me, oh my goodness? What does that mean?
It means, yeah, oh my God.
No, I mean, let's just take it at face value. That somebody, in order to express surprise or disgust, they chose the word goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they choose that word? And the answer is they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have. It doesn't make any sense. It would be like saying, oh my color blindness.
Mm.
Like what? What does that have to do with? So it's clearly a word that is replacing a name for God. And when I brought that out about that silly pastor who put the pregnancy thing on his, when you put it simulates birth pains on your stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And for the Sunday service on Mother's Day. Then he's screaming in pain. He kept saying, OMG. And I pointed that out. Jimmy, you're going to be shocked at this. Not everybody agreed with me that those are minced oaths.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. I mean, why do we say geez? What is that? Why don't we say moo moo? Moo moo. We don't. We used minced oaths. And in my estimation, they're terms of blasphemy. And if you give a listen for these expressions, they will regularly have a g, a j, or a k sound for God, for Jesus, or for Christ. All right, Jimmy, one more dad joke before you go under the knife.
Speaking of blasphemous. Yeah.
No, actually, you've got another week and then you go under the knife. So right. I'm going to be flying solo without you. Gabe Hughes is going to be doing the news for us, which is awesome.
Yep.
All right. So give us your dad joke to make you feel better about your upcoming operation.
What do you call a belt with a watch on it?
I don't know, Jimmy. What do you call a belt with a watch on it?
A waste of time. And until tomorrow.
Just in the nick of time. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.